Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Ministry President Dr. Kenneth Hill is here with another installment of information and encouragement during our Gleanings Week. First, though, I want to say a big thank you to everyone who's been responding to our Gleanings offers this week. Responses up across the entire ministry, in the mail, on the phones, and online. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is so vital that we hear from you this week. However you give, on the phone or online or in the mail, thank you. You can show your support by calling 1-800-652-1144 or by visiting our website, swrc.com. You can mail your gift to P.O. Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. Remember, it must be postmarked by December 31st, this Friday, to count on this year's taxes. With all the fear and turmoil in the world, we must remain strong and continue to proclaim the truth. To do that, we need your help. Dr. Kenneth Hill is here to encourage us to stand together during these chaotic times.
It's good to be with you again. And to talk about the needs of any ministry is important, especially that of Southwest Radio Church Ministries, the Watchman on the Wall broadcast. When we talk about the gleaning offering, we talk about an offering that's been going on here at SWRC since 1957, the last 3 weeks of the month of December in 1957. They had a terrible time financially that year, and they were, quite honestly, almost at the point of losing hope. But they didn't. They didn't lose hope. They had their hope and their faith grounded in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, after all, was the one that they were serving. And so they trusted that the Lord God Almighty would provide what was needed for the work of SWRC and the Watchman on the Wall broadcast in 1957. Well, the need was small compared to the needs of today, and yet the needs were greater than the resources of the humans who were in charge of gathering the funds in. And it is the same way today. In 2021, we humans who are engaged in this effort of trying to see the proper finances come in so that we can pay the bills and we can do the work that needs to be done for the Watchman on the Wall broadcast, for the work of Southwest Radio Church. So all of these things need money, and we who are tasked with leadership of the ministry are tasked with gathering the funds. Now, I'm the first one that will tell you that I am not and never have been a fundraiser. I have had a multitude of funds deposited in the bank accounts of ministries that I've been a part of, but I am not a fundraiser. It is only because of the goodness of Jesus Christ that we have been able to see funds come in here at this ministry in the fashion that they have, so that we can do the work that we have been doing. Now, we need your help. We have only a few days until the end of the year and the end of this month. We only have a few days until the gleaning offering is finished. At 12:01, January 1st, 2022, our fundraising efforts with the gleaning offering will be finished. And you're saying, well, I am so happy. Well, I'm glad you're happy. Let's pray that enough money comes in during the gleaning offering that we will have funds with which to start the work and continue the work in 2022. That's what the gleaning offering is all about. Now let's talk about gleaning in Scripture. And we find that, of course, very much talked about in the book of Ruth. And why so in the book of Ruth? Well, Ruth had come back to Bethlehem with her mother-in-law. Her husband had died. Both of the sons of Naomi had died. Her husband had died as well while they were in Moab. And this Moabitess, this girl from Moab who did not know the God Jehovah, did not know the God of the Israelites, she was to be introduced to the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Hosts. She was to get to know him very well. And in fact, he had placed a special blessing upon this woman named Ruth. And so when she came back to Bethlehem, or came to Bethlehem with her mother-in-law, she gave up every article of ownership of anything in Moab. She gave up her Moab citizenship, as it were. She gave up her gods, plural. She gave up those friends that she had had all of her life. And she had taken on the family of Naomi 100%. And so there was no going back to mom and dad. They had been forsaken. There was no going back to Moab and the fields of Moab because they had been given up. Whatever she had owned was just given away because she was going to follow the God of Naomi. And so she did. But it was not going to be easy. You see, there was no welfare department then. There was no special fund from the government or from the church or from the temple, I should say, at that time. There was no special fund, really, to take care of people such as Ruth. And Naomi, who would have been called a widow indeed by the folks around her, having no family, she would have been taken care of in some fashion by the community. Now, it wasn't a good fashion. It might be just enough to eke by. But she would have gotten something by the fact that she had no support. But when this young Moabitess girl decided she was going to go back to Bethlehem with her, well, Naomi had to give up all rights of any kind of public largesse that would have been coming her way. She was not a widow indeed. She had someone who could help take care of her. And that was this young lady, Ruth. Well, she told Ruth what to do. She said, "This is how we do business in the Promised Land. This is how we do business here in Israel. We will go and glean in the fields. We'll go pick up whatever's left behind. When the people go through to get the harvest, there is always a corner of the field that's not cut, or there's some that's dropped along the way. Perhaps a bag spilled some out as they were carrying the harvest in. And that gleaning, those things such as that were left behind, were not to be picked up by those that were gathering, those that were harvesting. They were to be picked up by the poor, because that's what God had established in His Word. The poor would be taken care of by the sweat of their brow as they picked up the gleanings that were left in the field." And so that's what Ruth was going to have to do. Go out in the field and find something to bring home for Naomi to cook and for her to cook with her. Well, that sounded like a big task. But Naomi knew the way to do it. she said, I want you to go over to a near kinsman of mine. He may not be the nearest kinsman, may not be the closest family member, but he's a kinsman. And so we'll start there. And let's see what happens. And so what happened was, Boaz was the kinsman, and he was a good man. And he spied this girl that was out gleaning, and he told his men to leave her alone, not to bother her, but to help her, and from time to time to leave handfuls on purpose. In the harvest time, you leave some behind because I want to bless this young lady. He had heard the story. This girl who could have gone home and had a decent life with another husband in Moab, decided she would go with the aged Naomi and would be with her and would help her and would do for her what needed to be done. And that included going out into the hot fields and finding something that would have been left behind. It wasn't the first fruits. It wasn't the first quality. But it would be something that would sustain them until God brought other provision their way. Well, he was bringing provision their way, wasn't he? Well, sure. The story of Boaz and Ruth is a romantic setting in the Old Testament. And indeed, Ruth was a winsome worker. She was a hard worker. And Boaz appreciated that because apparently Boaz was a hard worker too. And he had plenty of fields. He was rich in land. He was rich in servants. He was rich in all that he did. And he took a liking to this little girl, Ruth. He was an older man, wasn't a young man. He was not someone that would be handsome to look at, but he was a handsome man in that he followed the way of the Lord, and he did what the Lord had told him to do. And you see, that's what we should look for in a mate. We should find a mate that loves the Lord. If they love the Lord, what more can you ask? They'll love you too, by the way, if you love the Lord. It's amazing the way that people fall in love when they know that the one that they have concern for loves the same Lord that they love. It's a beautiful thing. Well, to make the long story much shorter, Ruth and Boaz got together. They decided that they'd get married. And so they did. And they were part of the lineage of Jesus Christ. Isn't that exciting when you think about it? Part of the lineage of David as well, if I remember correctly. The good news of this story in Ruth is what we're looking at in gleanings. We're not asking that you take the first fruits and give to Southwest Radio Church. In this offering, we're looking for those things that you have that are extra. You may have gotten a bonus. You may have gotten some dividends. You may have found some sort of a windfall. And all of a sudden, you've got money that you never thought you'd have, or you've got stock that you never thought you would have, or perhaps you have land or buildings or cars or boats, all of those things. You can give any of that, and we'll make use of it. We will quickly turn it into cash as quickly as we can, and we'll use it for God's glory. And you see, that's what it's all about. How do you turn the coin of the realm into something that can be used to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Well, you do it by giving to ministries such as the Watchman on the Wall broadcast and SWRC. If you give to us, your money goes to reach those who do not know. And that's the good thing that we do. Every day, in all the ways we can, we attempt to put forth the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we want folks to understand that they too can be saved. They can be born anew because of what Jesus Christ has done for them. It's simply receiving the gift that God has made for you. And it's our job to tell others about it. Now, we do that in many ways. I've told you some of them over the last few months. But let me talk about some today. How about Prophecius Biblicus? Prophecius Biblicus, or Bible prophecy, is the name of a broadcast that we are sponsoring. And the speaker on the broadcast is Luis Vega. And Luis Vega has been an evangelist, a pastor. He's been a missionary, and he is presently still in the missionary ranks. And he's a busy man. And several years ago, we had Luis as our speaker on Prophecius Biblicus. And when we decided, by God's grace, to start that ministry again, afresh and anew, we decided that we would ask our dear friend, Luis Vega, to join us. And so, starting in November, just a month ago, Prophecius Biblicus began afresh. It's on stations in Central and South America and in the United States. And the broadcast is a 15-minute daily Bible teaching broadcast with an emphasis on last day ministries, an emphasis on prophecy, if you will. So would you please pray with us for Luis Vega and for his wife, Etelia, and for their children as they minister the word both on the air and through correspondence, and through regular held services in various locations. When we started Prophecius Biblicus, this time we asked Etelia Vega to be the secretary for the work, and she had done that before for other ministries, and God had blessed in her efforts. And so she's taking care of all of the letter writing that has to be done that Luis can't do. If Luis is busy, she'll take care of the questions that come in. We get a lot of questions on that broadcast. She has a degree from Sateca Seminary. She is a wonderful Bible teacher in her own right. And she teaches women's classes at the local seminary. And she's a busy lady. She is a wonderful friend of the ministry of the Watchman on the Wall. And so we're glad that she's working with us as well. So pray for Luis and his wife and all of the family as they serve in Central and South America primarily. So we go from the Spanish ministry to a ministry in Pakistan. And we support the ministry in Pakistan, in which there's a local church and there's a charity school where students come at no charge. And the school has been noticed by everybody around, including the Muslim populations. And Muslims are now sending their children to the Christian school because they see the education that's being attained by those who go there. So Brother Larry Spargimino worked in the beginning of all of those projects, and he still oversees them. And we are very, very thankful for his working in that ministry in particular. Also, we still have a radio station in Central America that we have sponsored and helped provide the funding for several years ago when Dr. Hutchings was alive. Noah Hutchings thought it was a great ministry, and so he helped us with that. And a radio station, an FM station, Stereo Life, is on the air in Central America. Also, we have the prison ministry here in these United States. And the prison ministry is a wonderful outreach. We find men and women coming to God on a regular basis through the ministry of the word that we give them. We pass out the calendar that we produce. We also give books of various kinds and even study Bibles from time to time so that the inmates may study the Word of God and train to teach others. And it's a great ministry of this Watchman on the Wall broadcast. So you see, there are a lot of things going on in addition to daily broadcasts and conferences and tours and various other things. We've got a conference a month, I think, or mostly every month, in 2022. The first one is in Lakeland, Florida. It's the Central Florida Prophecy Conference, and it's going to be held January 28th and 29th. And by God's grace, if I can, I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to going to Lakeland, Florida, and enjoying the fellowship with those who love the Lord who are going to be coming. All the information about that, by the way, is on our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. And hopefully you'll go there and you'll find all of the information that you need about these conferences that are coming up. Also, something that's brand new is our television network. Yep, that's right. We have a TV network. Now, it's fledgling, I understand, but it is a TV network nonetheless. And you can see the regular broadcasting of our network on faithnet.tv. That's the name of it, FaithNet TV. And so when you go online to see it, you go to faithnet.tv and you can watch family programming, educational programming, Bible teaching programming, all sorts of beautiful things right there on faithnet.tv. And you've got the Watchman on the Wall broadcast that began in 1933, and it continues to this day because of the gifts of God's people. All right, where do you send your gift? If you want to send it by mail, you make out your check or money order and send it to Southwest Radio Ministries, P.O. Box 76834. That's P.O. Box 76834 in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73147. If you want to give using a credit or a debit card, you can call our phone line, 1-800-652-1144. 1-800-652-1144. Now, if you want to give online, you can give at our website. That's swrc.com. swrc.com. Make sure that your gift, your gleaning gift, is sent in by midnight, the 31st of December. That way it counts in 2021, and you'll get a receipt for that gift. Thank you, my friend, for listening. Thank you for being a part of the support mechanism of Southwest Radio Church Ministries, the Watchman on the Wall broadcast, and all that we do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this year that we've had together. Now we ask your special blessing upon the givers and the given. We pray, Lord, that there be a wealth of funds come in that we might be able to use in spreading the gospel. And Lord, I thank you for all you're going to do, and I ask you to open the doors so that we can go through them with the gospel in the year 2022. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Our year-end giving is so crucial. With your help, we can finish 2021 strong and start 2022 with the funds to produce new resources, hold in-person and online conferences, and launch brand new ways to proclaim that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Please, would you consider giving generously today? You can support Watchmen on the Wall by visiting our website, swrc.com, and click on the Support SWRC button that's located at the top right of the homepage. That's swrc.com. You can also give by calling toll-free 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or if you wish, you can mail your gift to P.O. Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73147. That's P.O. Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73147. Thank you, my friends. Thank you for standing with Watchmen on the Wall. We open up the radio vault for tomorrow's program to learn some history of some of our favorite hymns. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station or by subscribing to our daily podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.